It's good to be here with you this morning. Who is this whom even the wind and seas obey? This is the question of the disciples about Jesus after he stills the storm. And it's interesting because today's Father's Day, and so we want to extend our appreciation and gratitude to all the fathers here, and we'll have a special blessing for them at the end of the Mass. And I thought I would try to compose a meditation on fatherhood, but taking these readings, the stilling of the storm, and also the first reading from the book of Job about our Lord's relation to the sea. But I want to start maybe in a stronger illustration of the fatherhood of God, maybe the strongest illustration of the fatherhood of God in the Bible, comes from Jesus in the parable of the prodigal son. In the parable of the prodigal son, the father is merciful, he's generous, and of course he's forgiving of his son who goes and squanders all of his property. And we look at this image of the father and these two sons, and we can think about Jesus' role in this story. Who is Jesus in the story of the prodigal son? Is Jesus the father? No, he can't be the father. Jesus, the father is the father, right? Jesus is not the father. That's a heresy. And so Jesus has some role in this story. Is Jesus the older son? No, he can't be the older son because the older son is resentful and he doesn't get it. He doesn't get the father's mercy toward the younger son. Was Jesus the younger son? No, he can't be. Jesus never went and squandered the inheritance of the father. And so how does Jesus fit into this parable of the prodigal son? He must have some role in it because he's part of the Trinity. And Pope Benedict XVI, in his book on Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, gives a brilliant interpretation of the role of Jesus in this story, that Jesus is the activity of the Father. Jesus is the activity of the Father. Jesus is the one who lives out the Father's will in this world. And so we see this, Jesus not as the Father or either of the two sons, but as the Father's activity. Jesus is the one who is generous. Jesus is the one who forgives. Jesus is the one who exercises mercy in this world toward us. While the Father's work takes place in eternity. The Father is eternal. But Jesus comes into the world and becomes the activity of the Father. And so these two readings, the first reading from Job, shows more of the activity of the Father. The activity of the Father, if you caught it in the first reading, it's a beautiful reading about how God puts limits on the sea. It's all about the birth of the sea. You can't go back any further than that. And so the sea is attached to this idea of coming out of a womb. And then the Father sets limits on the sea in his power. And so we have this in the first reading from the book of Job. You still with me? I know it's early. Now, we move toward the activity of the Father, right? In the first reading, the Father sets limits on the sea. This can be seen perhaps outside of time, in eternity. You know, at the beginning, in the very beginning, the Spirit of God moved over the waters. It's this same idea of this water being chaos, a formless void, and then God, the Father, setting limits on the sea. And then we transpose that into the key of the New Testament when Jesus stills the storm. And this is very much in Mark's mind when he's writing this story, is connecting the activity of Jesus in this world to the work of the Father outside of time. And so Jesus stills the storm. He puts limits again on the sea, just like the Father did in the very first chapter of Genesis, put limits on the sea. And so we see this also, Jesus exercising generosity, mercy, forgiveness, but also setting limits and exercising a kind of power over nature as he calms the storm. And so we can look at this, those of us who are fathers here, and anyone who strives to be a follower of Jesus to read this out of the Bible, to see our own life as the activity of the Father, the activity of Jesus as he lives through us, exercising mercy, but also setting limits, right? For fathers setting limits on their children. And this idea, and it is an imitation of the Father who set limits on the sea, right? The sea is a symbol of chaos in the Bible, and children so often can be symbols of chaos to us. But not always, of course, but sometimes. But our prayer today especially extends out to the fathers who are called to imitate the works of the Father in the Bible, both the Father outside of time and the Father as evoked in imitation of the life of Jesus. And so, exercising generosity, mercy, forgiveness, and also setting limits. And so as we enter into these sacred mysteries, our Lord comes to us and set limits on himself in the bread and the wine of the Holy Eucharist, desiring to transform our hearts, to imitate him in love of the Father. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.